From the Midas of Roseburg studio, KQEN weather forecast. Today, sunny and a high near 71 degrees. Tonight, some patchy fog, clear and 46 for a low. By Wednesday, some patchy morning fog, then partly sunny at 67. And Thursday, sunny and 75 degrees. Weather is a presentation of Pacific Air Comfort. They're your local carrier dealer. And so it's time to turn to the experts at Pacific Air Comfort for energy efficient systems that'll help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. The number to call is 267-9510. And current temperature, 40 degrees. KQEN News Time is 831.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Builders Supply. Sarah Holborough is the Community Outreach Director for the Umpqua Valley Arts Association. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. Good to talk to you, Kyle.
Well, we haven't talked lately. Of course, the Arts Center has been closed, but talk about some of the things that you have been able to do, or maybe things that people ought to know about with the Arts Center.
Sure. Well, we have been closed to the public, but we have not stopped going at UVA, and we've shifted our programming to completely digital, which has been super crazy for us, but we are excited to have these art videos for the community. We're doing a new program called Art Break on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons at 3 o'clock. And these Art Break lessons are virtual tours of the Art Center, or art lessons for youth, art lessons for all ages, artist lectures, and we've had a really good response so far. So we're hoping that the word is spreading that we are offering this digital programming, and we're still here, still working, still trying to serve the community and promote the mission that we're all about at Umpqua Valley Arts.
So again, what time are those held?
So these are held on Tuesday and Thursday afternoons at 3 o'clock.
Wow. So a kind of a unique opportunity I'm kind of fascinated to see what that would be like to watch a tour and to look at things that way. It sounds kind of interesting.
Absolutely. And if anyone has missed any of the previous art breaks, they're online on our Facebook. And you can scroll down and you can find art lesson on foil sculptures or fiber art or optical art. And one of the great things about these art break lessons is they are meant to be enjoyed by all, and you can do them with materials and supplies you have at home. So it's really meant to engage everybody from their home and stay creative during this time.
And what else is going on with UVAA right now?
So today's clay lesson for Art Break is a new project, and we will have clay kits that are going out into the community. If you're interested in picking up a clay kit, we will have clay kits to be picked up outside the Art Center starting at 12 o'clock today. So if you're able to come pick them up, we will have 100 kits available for youth, one kit per child.
And do those come with instructions in, or how does it work?
So they will come with instructions, but also we invite everyone to watch the video, and our arts and education director, Renee Richardson, will be giving the lesson on clay pots and clay monsters.
Wow. That sounds like a cool idea.
So definitely keep a lookout on our Facebook for posts about when to pick up kits and what we have going on. There's also a current call for all artists for intersections. The deadline for that is April 20th. And we really want to promote creativity during this time. So it's free for UVA members. And there's a $10 off coupon for non-members with the code INNERART. So there's information on that call on our website if you're interested.
I'm sure like every other organization that has closed down, it's got to be a bit odd to be in there working, knowing that no one's going to drop by.
It is, but it's also kind of inspiring knowing that we still as a team believe in our mission and believe that art is important. Now more than ever, art is a way for everyone to stay connected while we are living apart. So we felt very strongly at UVA to continue putting up the artwork, offer virtual tours, and find a way to reach the community at this moment in time.
And I imagine then a lot of other things are somewhat in limbo in terms of scheduling when you're going to be doing the next show and all that sort of thing.
Absolutely. So much is up in the air, and we definitely appreciate all the calls from community members wondering what's going on. We have not made a decision yet on Summer Arts Festival, and we are just hoping to open up our doors as soon as possible and see all of our favorite faces.
And again, the art break today, 3 o'clock. Anything else you want to share with people?
There is an incredible student gallery tour on our Facebook featuring Cow Creek Band of Umpqua Tribe of Indians Youth. And the exhibit is called Culture is Prevention. And we are just so honored to feature this show. And the virtual tour is absolutely incredible. We had some featured guests from the tribe, and the artwork by the youth is just truly inspiring.
Wow. So a lot of opportunities online, and that's via your Facebook page, correct?
Correct. We hope soon to have our videos up on our website, but for now you can get all of the action on our Facebook.
All right, Sarah Holborough, Community Outreach Director of the Umpqua Valley Arts Association. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle. Have a great day.
8:37, The Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builder Supply.